Friday, June 6th. School has been out for the summer for only 3 days, and my bratty little sister, Brianna, is already driving me crazy! Ever since she earned her cooking badge in Scouts a few weeks ago, she's been obsessed with making nasty-tasting food unfit for human consumption. You'd think that with practice, Brianna wouldn't be such an awful cook. I don't understand how it's possible, but instead of her cooking skills getting better, they seem to be getting worse. When I came downstairs, Brianna was busy burning breakfast.
"Good morning. Are you hungry?" she asked.
OMG! I gagged as I plugged my nose. Brianna, what is that smell?
My breakfast. Doesn't it smell yummy, Nikki?
Actually, it smelled horrible. Like 10-day-old garbage, rotting in slimy swamp water. Suddenly, I noticed putrid black smoke pouring out of the toaster. Brianna fanned the smoke and smiled.
"I'm cooking peanut butter covered sardines, swimming in ketchup, and topped with gummy worms, all on toasted bread. It's a gourmet breakfast sandwich that I made up all by myself," she beamed proudly.
"Brianna, that just sounds... ugh. I don't even have words to describe it," I muttered. Then I threw up in my mouth a little.
"How about delish? It should be ready any second now," Brianna said as she stared at the toaster.
That's when I heard an ear-splitting pop. All I saw was a blur as Brianna's peanut butter, sardine, ketchup, and gummy worm sandwich shot out of that toaster like a rocket. It hit the kitchen ceiling at 80 miles per hour with a loud smack and stuck up there like glue. Melted gummy worm goo and ketchup dripped from the ceiling, making a rainbow-colored puddle on the floor.
"Oops," Brianna muttered, and then smirked like the huge mess on the ceiling and floor wasn't her problem. I was so disgusted.
"Brianna, look at the mess you just made. Your sardine sandwich is plastered up there like ceiling tiles. So what are you going to do now?" Brianna giggled nervously.
Eat a big bowl of my marshmallow spaghetti and meatball popcorn cereal with milk instead?" she shrugged.
I gagged and threw up in my mouth again. However, the humongous mess she left in the kitchen sink was even nastier than the sandwich stuck on the ceiling. "Sorry, Brianna, but I refuse to waste any more of my time and energy cleaning up your cooking disasters," I fumed. I decided to take matters into my own hands. When Mom got home from work, I convinced her to get Brianna a toy she's been wanting forever, the Princess Sugar Plum Little Chef Gourmet cooking set. Not only would it be safer and easier for her to use, but it would also keep her from trashing the kitchen, burning down the house, and shooting projectiles out of the toaster. I'm going to be super busy over the next few weeks planning my big birthday party. And the last thing I need is to be distracted by Brianna cooking her nasty-tasting, foul-smelling, so-called food. Once all the Brianna drama was over, I decided to chillax with my puppy Daisy and work on the guest list for my party. I was pleasantly surprised when I received a call on my cell phone from my crush, Brandon. Squee! I was happy that Brandon actually called me. He thanked me again for helping him with the Fuzzy Friends Animal Rescue Center charity drive. He was really happy because so far it had been a huge success. And get this, everyone loved the puppy artwork that I'd drawn for the website. So Brandon came up with the brilliant idea to auction off my drawings to raise even more money. Then he asked me the question I'd been dreading. Nikki, I'm not trying to pressure you or anything, but have you made up your mind about whether you're going on that scholarship trip to Paris or on tour with our band, opening for the Bad Boys this summer? We really need to start practice sessions with or without you so that we're prepared. To be honest, I didn't have the slightest idea what I was going to do. Just thinking about it gave me a massive headache and sweaty palms. You're right, Brandon. We really need to start band practice. But I'm still not sure what I plan to do this summer. I'll let you know as soon as I make a final decision. Okay, I understand. Listen, just so you'll have one less thing to worry about, the guys and I can start band practice tomorrow and just work on the music for the next few weeks. That will give you more time to figure things out, Brandon replied. What a great idea! Then the vocals and choreography can just be added later on. Brandon, you're a lifesaver, I gushed. No prob, he said. It sounds like you're going to have a busy summer. If there is anything I can do to help out, just let me know. Regardless of your final decision, I've got your back. Thanks, Brandon. Actually, my summer is about to get even crazier. I decided to have a birthday party this year, and Chloe and Zoe are helping plan it. It's going to be on Saturday, June 28th. You're definitely invited. Wow, you're having a party too? So when do you plan to get any sleep? Brandon teased. Thank you for the invite. I'm really looking forward to it. I am too, I giggled. That's when things suddenly got kind of awkward. We didn't have anything to say, but we didn't want to hang up. Finally, he said, So, I gotta go now. It was fun talking to you, Nikki. Later. Yeah, same here, Brandon. Bye-bye. After we hung up, I sent Brandon a text. Thanks again for volunteering to start band practice. Then he texted me a thumbs up, music notes, and a heart. Scooby! Although the heart could have simply meant that he loves music and not, you know. I realize I'm really lucky to have him as a friend. And even if I ditch the Bad Boys tour to hang out in Paris with my new friend Andre, whose father lives there, Brandon said he'll be okay with my decision. Because who would turn down an all-expense-paid trip to Paris for 2 weeks? Nobody. So I have nothing at all to worry about, right? Wrong. Who am I kidding? I really, really like Brandon. A lot. So I need to be very careful, or I could end up destroying our friendship. forever.